Do you have a name for dried apples or dried peaches?
A name for them?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Ever hear of snits?
No.
Okay, nobody in the South has ever heard of that, so that's perfectly all right. S-N-I-T-S.
No, never heard.
It's a German word, basically.
Never heard.
Let's see, and then the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter is known for.
Peanuts.
Do you have any other names for peanuts?
Any name for peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Goobers?
Yeah, goobers, more goobers.
Did you ever hear of penders?
Penders, yeah.
Is that peanuts?
Yeah.
How about ground peas?
Ground peas?
Mm-hmm. That's not it?
No.
All right. Then what are some other common kinds of nuts?
Oh, you got walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you got pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you got nigger toes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You got chestnuts.
Yeah. There's one kind that's in a kind of candy bar. It's called a something joy.
Almond.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the walnuts, when they fall off the tree, they have an outer cover that's soft. What do you call it?
A husk.
And what's the inner cover that you have to hit with a hammer?
Well, you call it the shell, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I call it. And then the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple that comes from Florida, and you squeeze it for juice?
An orange.
Okay. And if there were not any more, you would say the oranges are...
Are gone.
Okay. Then the little red vegetable that you use in salads that's peppery, it's white inside.
Yeah, radishes.
Yeah. And then the kinds of things that you'd use in sandwiches or salads, they're red and mushy.
And sandwiches?
Make ketchup out of it.
Oh, tomatoes.
Do you have a name for the little bitty tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Yes, really. That's beautiful.